Okay, today's shir is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, and today's shir is sponsored in loving memory of our mother and grandmother, Estelle Harris, by Bruce, Natalie, Richard, Jason, and Jonathan Harris. Again, sponsored in loving memory of mother and grandmother, Estelle Harris, by Bruce, Natalie, Richard, Jason, and Jonathan Harris. We thank you very much for the sponsorship. As we continue, Baba Basra, Kuf Nun Aleph. Okay, we are on Kuf Nun Amud Beis. We are up to Amar, right in the middle of the Amud. The last word on the line is Amar. But just one note, as I mentioned at the end of yesterday's Shia that I would talk about, that is the Chiv of Ksuba. As the Mishnah, as the Gemara just said, that quoted the five people who there is a difference by in their halachos, whether they gave away all their property or kept some of it for themselves. Those were the five until they write Kuf Nun, right? Daf 150, you know, on Amud Beis there. You have the five people that have that chilek. And at the last one, after Mavrachas was quoted, it said that whether Metaltalin, is a shir. So he said yes, except for Ksuba, unless it is written in the Ksuba and it is still Ba'en. So just a note about the Chi of Ksuba for a minute. The Gemara Ksuba Staf Yud talks about whether the Chi of Ksuba is Da'araisa or Da'rabanan. That's a machlokas tanoim. Tosfos there points out that in most of our Ksubas, which we even have bezman hazeh, it says the chazu lechi midaraisa. So what does that mean? Right? This is the Ksuba is fit for you midaraisa. So some say, oh, that's a raya that we all Ksuba daraisa. But others say, Tosfos there says, that might just mean that it's money that is recognized on a daraisa level. Does not mean that the ksuba is daraisa. So that's what Rov Rishonim Paskin, the ksuba is darabanan, and even though we have that lashon, some Rishonim take out those three words. But we have those three words in our ksuba, the chazu lechemi daraisa, even though we might paskin ksuba darabanan, because they might be referring to the money. But what is interesting is that there are a number of lines in the Rambam that seem to say that it is not the Rabbanan, even though the Rambam paskins ksuba the Rabbanan, but if you look in certain halachos of the Rambam, for example, the Koteret, the Hilchos Ishus, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, it says, Lisa Isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. That's the description of the mitzvah, to get married with a ksuba and kiddushin. Us and the Isser, shelo tivol isha below ksuba v'kiddushin. Not to live with a woman without a ksuba and kiddushin. What's the ksuba doing in the Koteret? You don't have to have the ksuba in the Koteret. It's only a Rabbanan. Or the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, Hama'aris es ha'isha, right, a paragyud. If somebody gets erisin, v'kasav l'ksuba, v'lo nichnas l'chuppah, and he wrote her a ksuba, right, we discussed a few days ago, there's something you can write a ksuba, there's no chiyuv, right, you wrote her a ksuba, b'shas erisin, but you didn't have chuppah yet, adayin arusa hi v'eda nisua. She's still an arusa, she's not in nisua yet. She'ein haksuba ose nisuin. Language of the Rambam. Because the ksuba does not make the nisuin. Because what's the havamina? Why would I think that just because I wrote a ksuba, it makes the nisuin? We know ksuba is not a marriage document. Ksuba just lists off the responsibilities and the obligations of the husband for the wife in certain eventualities. So what's the havamina that a ksuba would make nisuin? They're about to come along and say, ain a ksuba osa nisuin. So because of these and other, lines of the Rambam, Rav Rosenzweig has an article in the Beis Yitzchak, the journal that comes out from YU, in Tavshin Nun Dalad. Tashin and Dala, where he talks about this issue, and he says that maybe there's a deeper idea here. And that is, when the Gemara says that ksuba is d'rabanan, why? Shalote kala be'enav lahotzia. Because we don't want a man to have an easy time divorcing his wife. If there's no such thing as ksuba, then he'll just divorce his wife. There's no monetary deterrent, and therefore he'll do it easily. If there's a monetary deterrent, hopefully he'll think more about it before he does it. So is that just a practical measure that, is going to make him think again? Similar to, let's say we're going to get to, later on in the Masechta, a get pashut versus a get, different types of gittim. We know by a get for a kohen, Chazal said, it has to have all these folds and all these knots that we'll learn about, so that it'll take much longer for a kohen to give a get, because once he gives a get, he can't get remarried to his wife, Mashaken by Yisrael. So it's just like here, also we wanted to do, be slow, Shlo Tekana Be'ed of Losia, or maybe there's something deeper. Maybe Shlo Tekana Be'ed of Losia means the ksuba is not just a deterrent, but the ksuba maybe represents the commitment that the husband has for the wife in a positive way. And that's why maybe we read the ksuba under the chuppah, even though the ksuba talks about some tragic possibilities. Because the point isn't to really have those possibilities occur, but it's just a reflection of the commitment that the husband has for the wife, and therefore it lends a seriousness and something very positive to the wedding and to the marriage. Maybe that's what ksuba is about, and maybe that's a d'oraisa idea. Yes, the details of ksuba, all the types of money you're using ksuba, and many other details of ksuba is d'rabanan. And that's what it means, ksuba d'rabanan. But maybe the idea behind ksuba is d'oraisa. Ulai ha'ashkaha ha'monit shel ksuba ba'ala vaseis es ha'ishus al yidei hosafas yitzivus u'betichus. Ein adome yachas anashim b'chlal v'ishus b'chrat b'frat kishakol echa yachol b'nochel l'nateik ha'kesher l'matzav sh'atzadim mischayvim u'memeilo somchim echar al-asheni. If we're in a mutual relationship, but we can't just break it very easily, that makes it a more serious relationship. Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar is a more serious relationship because there are obligations in between them, and you're not only chayav for Pshia, you're chayav for more. So again, because of these serious reflections of the ksuba, so maybe that is a d'oraisa. Shai yisod shel ksuba, t'hainu ishes shel kedusha, hayotzeres kesher shel kayama, hamavuseses al mesiris v'ne'emonis hadadit, hu min ha-Torah, avim aderech lahasik ishes kedu, kezu aydei chi mamoniyo, chopratei ksuba, eino elo d'rabanan. And that's why you can have a chilek of, what's the difference between pilegesh and an isha? So one of the differences in the Rishonim is ksuba. Again, ksuba is drabanan. What difference is there? So there's no difference d'oraisa? The answer is no. Ksuba reflects something, even on a d'oraisa level. That's how the Rambam could put it in the world of d'oraisa. And that's the havamina that ksuba might be osan isuin, because it does affect and give credence to the world of nisuin. Okay, that's ksuba d'oraisa d'rabanan. We haven't talked about it in a little while. And that has to do with the Gemara on Kuf Nun Amid base. Okay, now we go weiter. New Gemara, Omar. Last word on the line, halfway down. Omar. Nechasai laplanya. My nechasim go to Ploni. So what does that word nechasim mean? So we're going to have ten different items. Are they included? If I say my nechasim should go to Ploni, what's included in nechasim? So Avda ikri nechsi. Number one, avadim. Servants are called nechasim. Ditznan, as we just said, hakosif kol nechasiv la'avdo yasam min chorin. If a person gives away all of his possessions, kol nechasiv la'avdo yasam min chorin, he goes free. So again, as we said yesterday, we're not sure whether avadim would be karka or metaltalin, but nechasim is a more generic, inclusive term, and therefore, it's definitely included in nechasim. And we assume that the master gave the Eved himself. Ara, what about land? Ikri nechzi, also, land is called nechasim. Right? Because it's, again, nechasim just means assets. So you could have land assets, you could have movable assets. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, nechasim sheish l'machrayis, nikne b'kesev b'shtaru b'chazaka. The Mishnah in Meseches Kiddushin, the source for Kenyan Agav, so nechasim that have achrayis, and the source for Kinyan Chazaka and other Kinyanim as well. Nechasim that have achrayis, meaning karka, can be nikneh b'kesev b'shtaru b'chazaka. The three ways you see is called nechasim. See, land is called nechasim. Galima ikri nechse. Clothing is called nechasim. Ditzan, if the Mishnah there continues, v'she'en lehem achrayis, einik ne'elam b'mashicha. And metaltalin, if they don't have achrayis, people don't rely on them, they're only nikneh with mashicha by pulling them. Right, that is, Zizi is also called nechasim. Zuzei ikri nechse. Money, coins. Coins are also called assets. Ditznan, as the Mishnah there says, v'she'en lehem achrayis, nikneh b'mashicha, v'she'esh lehem achrayis, b'kesev b'shtar b'chazaka. Like Kenyan Agav is listed there. And we know money can be nikneh with Agav. Can be nikneh with Chalipin. It might be a nikneh Chalipin, but can be nikneh with Agav. So again, there you see, money is called nechasim. And as we see also for the following case, where money was transferred through a Kenyan Agav. We had this case earlier in the Masechta. Kihadar Rav Papa. Havilei Treser Alfi Zuzi Bechuzoi. Rav Papa had 12,000 Zuz. Oh, speaking about numbers, right? I was pointed out yesterday that I misspoke. Rebu, what was the word? Reba, right, Reba was 10,000, not 20,000. I was thinking about, sometimes it talks about in the Gemara, Beis Alofim. I think it talks about the end of Pesachas Nid, it talks about how many Jews together, do you say the bracha? But Reba is 10,000, not 20,000, as I said yesterday. Okay, I stand corrected. So says the Rav Papa. Rav Papa says he had 12,000 zuz bechozoi by bechozoi. Machlokas, we shown him here. Did he have this as a milveh? Was it owed to him, or was it just a pikadon? Either way, that might be just an issue within Kinyan Agav, whether Kinyan Agav could even transfer milveh. But at least, let's assume pikadon. So he had 12,000 zuz bechozoi. Ak ninhu nihalei l'Rav Shmuel bar Acha. He gave it. He was sending Rav Shmuel bar Acha to go collect the money for him. The problem was, he was worried that the people giving the money wouldn't give it to Rav Shmuel. Because they'll say, they'll give it to him, whether then they won't trust him, or they'll think something will happen on the way. And if something will happen on the way, then they, the givers, will still be responsible. Because it didn't get to the receiver yet. This isn't a, like a shliach lekabala of a get, where it kicks in right away. Right? It still didn't get to the appropriate address yet. So he was worried. He, Rav Papa, was worried that they wouldn't give it to Rav Shmuel. So what did he do? He was makna the money to Rav Shmuel. He was makna so Rav Shmuel could say, it's my money. He was makna it to him, but how was he makna it to him? Agav asifa de beisei. He gave it to him, agav, the threshold of his house. Meaning he gave the threshold of his house to Rav Shmuel, and along with that, the money. You see here, you don't need svurin. You don't need the money to be on the property itself. Because it wasn't there. The threshold was right there. So kiyasa, when he came back with the money, he was so happy. Nafik lape at tavach. He went out to him all the way until tavach. What does tavach mean? Rosh Bram says, maybe it's the name of a place, or maybe it's half the distance. I don't know why he sent him if he already went half the distance to get him. But chati aderech, and all of this is just to show that you can transfer money through a kinyan agaf. So that's land and avadim and clothing and money. Next, four lines from the bottom. Shtara ikri nichsi. A shtar could be transferred through. A shtar is also called nechasim. The Amar Rabbah Bar Yitzchak, as follows. Shnei shtaros hein. There are two types of shtaros. There are many types of shtaros, but in this context, there are two types of shtaros. If somebody says to witnesses, Amar zechu besade zeleploni, v'kisvelu as ashtar, please be zoche, take this field on behalf of so-and-so and write a shtar about it. So be zoche, so the shtar will be just l'raya, right? It won't be a kinyan through the shtar, he's being mezakeh through just zochem adem shlo b'fanav. Right, getting a field is always a good thing. So zechu besade zulaploni and write a shtar. So the halach is with that lashon chozer b'shtar in a chozer besade. You can retract the shtar. You can go that before the edim wrote it or gave it. Interesting question. Even if they wrote it, could you take it back beforehand? L'chara, yeah, because it didn't have effect even after they wrote it. But you cannot be chozer besade. Why? Because the besade was given automatically. Bizocha besade. Boom! Right then, the kinyan works. At that moment. But you can be chozer b'shtar. Al-menas shetichtiv olo atzashtar. But if he says, be zocha this field for him, al-menas, on condition that a shtar is written, meaning he makes it the shtar conditional, so chozer b'shtar b'mesada. So then, he can be chozer on both. Because until the shtar is given, nothing has occurred, and therefore he made it connected, so he can be chozer on both. Rav Chiya bar Avin Amar Afuna. Third shita, shlosha shtaros hein. Really, there are three shtaros. There's a third one. Trei hani de amran. These two we already said. Idach, and the third one as follows. Im kadam mocher v'kasav es ashtar. Let's say I, the seller, I know I want to sell this land very quickly. So I'm going to write a shtar and just have it with me. I'm going to have the shtar mechir on the land and have it with me. And then I want to give it. You're allowed to write a shtar to the seller even though the buyer is not there. We'll get back to that in a second. If that's true, if he already has the shtar sitting there and then he's going to give the property, so then the second that he gives the property, the shtar goes along with it. And says the end of the discussion. Vizui Sheshaninu, and this is related to our Mishnah. As I said, the Kinyan Aga Mishnah from Maseches Kedushin. But again, what do you see here? We're talking about Shtar. We're quoting the Mishnah that calls it Nechasim. Nechasim She'in La Machrayis. So again, we see that a Shtar is also called a Neches, called an asset. 2 points. Number one, the Rishonim discuss here why, in the first case, in the first star case, right, Rabbi Zocha the Sada and right Ishtar, why is he allowed to be Chozer Bo? Usually, don't you need a reason to be Chozer Bo? So what reason is there that he's able to retract? So Tosfos earlier we had on Daf Ayin Zayin, Tosfos said back there, Ayin Zayin Amen Aleph, that, you know why he could be Chozer Bo? Says Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Tosfos asks, Kivan de'ein mazik lo klum, bein b'matana, bein b'mecher, nechta lo mimanashach. Right, it's not hurting him to give over the shtar. What difference should it make? Shelo yichval lichbar lo, and maybe it's a schus for the other person also. So maybe it's an automatic zachin also that the other person should have the shtar. Tosfos' answer is no. There is a hefsid also. V'yesh lomar demafsid l'fishal yidei shtar yotza kol shemachar onasan. A kol will go out that he sold. V'lo yilvu lo kolkach baratzon l'fishein lo kolkach karkos. People won't sell him property. People won't do dealings with him because they'll think he's on the rocks. They'll think he's not doing well in business. What are you selling property for? It must be that somebody's wrong. So that's why it's a negative. It's a negative for him to have a shtar go out against him, and therefore he is allowed to retract. That is Tosfos there. Tosfos there also quotes Rabbeinu Tam. We have two opposite shitas now. Rabbeinu Tam says there, Ayin Zayin, only shtar matana can you be chozer bo. Only a shtar matana. The b'shtar matana dafka ma'iri to lo nichale de leif shtari lave. To olam lo yadushu shtar matana. If people know it's a shtar matana, they'll think, oh, what a rich guy. But no, people won't know. People won't know it's a shtar matana. Ela yizrushu shtar chov o shtar mecher. V'shibid karka osav lo yikle baratzon. Avo shtar mecher enu yachol achzer bo. But not a shtar mecher, the mistama da'adaita the kasav le shtar ezavin lo. So Rabbeinu Tam's chiluk is only shtar matana you cannot be chozer bo, but a shtar mecher you can be chozer bo. Tosfos Iksubis says exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Only a shtar mecher you can be chozer bo. Why? Because you're creating a shibud against you. Right? You're creating a shibud against you. You don't want to create shibud with them against you. It says the rivam. In Tosfos Ksubas Daf Nun Hayamad Aleph, Dafka B'Shtar Mecher Choser She'en Arotze She'ya Lav Shtibud B'Shtar the Shtar Mecher Tarafi B'Shabdi Ava B'Matana She'en Ashtar El Laraya Af B'Shtar Eni Yochal Lachzor. Right, you're not allowed to be Choser but from B'Shtar Matana. The Avidnan Davdina Takanta L'Rama D'Mucha Milsa She'rotza Lachzor B'Matana. Right, so therefore, says Tosfos, just the opposite. So, three shitas. We have the first day of Tosfos, which is the shita of Rov Rishonim here, and the Ritva here. There's you can't be chozer about any shtar. There's no chilik made in the Gemara. Shtar matana, shtar mecher, anything. There's no difference between the different types of shtaris. That is what Moshe Rishonim say, and that is what the Ritva here says. He says, Shani Acha, Shein Zeh, you can't compare this. He can make whatever reason he wants. He wants to retract before it's done, he can retract. Tosfos in Baba Basra Ayin Zayin says, Dafka Bishtar Matana, and Tosfos in Ksubis says, Dafka Bishtar Mecher. Okay, three different shitas. So that is related to what type of shtar in terms of Chazara. In terms of Chazara. What about the top line? The top line of the Gemara? Kufnon Aleph. You write a shtar for a seller even though the lokeach's not there. Why is that allowed? If I'm selling you something, don't the parties have to be there? So as we've said, once we have a Meseches Ksubis out, so let's say it for Meseches Ksubis, that, as we've learned before, what do you need for a shtar? What is the definition? What is the crucial ingredient for a shtar? And let me paraphrase it in terms of a question. The Gemara says in Ksubis. The Gemara says in Yevamos. Yevamos Lamed Aleph, the main Ksuba. Mipiyam v'lo mipi ksavam. Edom are not allowed to send their testimony in writing. Edom can't send their testimony in by letter. They have to come in and testify. Mipihem v'lo mipi ksavam. From their mouths and not from their writing. So the question is, how do you ever have the concept of a shtar? How do you ever have the concept of a shtar? Right? Mipiyam v'lo mipi ksavam. So Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos there says, oh, maybe people will be piksavam is only excluding someone who doesn't have the ability to testify by mouth. Meaning, based on the din of Reb Zeira, called Aroi Labila. As long as the potential is there, you don't have to. Masha'enken, if somebody's an Elaim, somebody's a mute, so a mute cannot send their testimony by mail. Because they don't have the ability to testify by mouth. But Aiden that can testify by mouth, so then they're allowed to send it. Bibiyav Labisavim is only about potential. It's called Aroi Labila. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. What's being excluded? But Rov Rishonim don't say that. So the deepest answer there is the Balamari Yevamis, but once we have a Ksubis open, we'll look at it in Ksubis. Tosis and Ksubis Dachaf, both of those we showed him say no. There's a fundamental difference between Vipiyam Lomi Piksavam and Ishtar. Vipiyam Lomi Piksavam is a problem by Edim testifying about somebody else. That's a problem. That's Vipiyam Lomi Piksavam. But where what's called Das HaMeschayiv, where a person himself commits to something and that Das is recorded, that's not Edus. That's not Edus. That's not a problem with Vipiyam Lomi Piksavam. Says Tosfos. It's a long Tosfos, but this is in the middle of the Tosfos of Chafam Beis. V'yesh lomar, t'lo chashiv shtar ela kisha osui midas shneyem biktas haloveshu chayiv oz chashiv shtar. Right, when it's written based on the obligation of a love or of a mocher, that's what you need. If you don't have the das hamischayiv, then you can't write a shtar. Shtar is the one who's committing. You write it from their das. So here too, you can write a shtar. The mocher can write a shtar by himself because he's the one that's committing. That's what's needed. That's the das hamischayiv, and that's related to the definition of a shtar. Okay. Let's continue now. What else is called a neches? So the Gemara continues. Behema ikri nechsi. An animal is called nechasim. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Shkolim, the only Yerushalmi we had a chance to do together, if you remember back. Hamakdish nechasav v'haisav en behema ru'i l'gabim mizbeach. Let's say if I makdish all of my property, and lo and behold, I have sheep. Or I have a cow, I have a ram, I have animals that can be given on the Mizbeach. So Zecharim, the male animals, right, the carbon Ola, are all male animals. So Yimachru L'Sarchei Olos, right, Olos are all males. Nikevos Yimachru L'Sarchei Zifrei Shlamim. Shlamim can be Nikevos. So therefore, right, you can't give a Chatas is also a Nikeva, but you can't give a Chatas Nedava. So that's why Olas and Shlam, you can't give a Chatas Nedava, you can't give an Asher Nedava, so what Karbanas are left? You can't give a Karban Toda Stam if you have nothing to be Toda about, so what Karbanas are there left? So the males go to Olas and the females can go to Shlamim. So you see there that he's Makdash his Nechasav, and the animals are included. Not only that, Ophos Ikri Nechsi, birds are called Nechasim. Interesting that Behemos and Ophos are two different categories. Right, because behemos, animals, have a different category than birds. Ophos ikri nechsi, it's on the Mishnah there also says, Hamakdash nechasav, if a hayyuban devar maru'i l'gabim is beach, if they're roi, yenos, shmanim v'ophos. So if you have something that's roi for the mizbeach, wine, oil, and birds, all of those are also considered nechasim. Next, tefillin ikri nechsi. Tefillin are called nechasim. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, now we're switching. This is Meseches Erechin now. Hamakdish nechasav. If I am makdish my nechasim, so what goes to the base of Mikdash and I have to get their value and pay it? Malan lo tefillin. Tefillin are included. So again, you see, tefillin are called nechasim. 2 points related to tefillin. One that came up very recently, talking about the kedusha of tefillin. You know, there's a lot of very common out to have these tefillin cases. Very common in Israel, I think even more than in America. These tefillin cases where you have the two tefillin in like a tube, a cylinder, and it's very nice, it's very convenient, and you have the mirror on the top and the pocket for the sitter. So I was thinking recently that, is there any issue with them? Because the Shulchan Aruch says that the tefillin shel rosh have a higher kedusha than the tefillin shel yad. Tefillin shel rosh has shin and yud, right? It has the shin on the box, and it has the shin and the dalet. The shin on the box, and the dalid is the knot behind the shal rosh, and the yud is the little knot on the shal yad. So there's two on the shal rosh. Besides the fact, also, the tefillin shal rosh has four klafim, and tefillin shal yad only has one klaf. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, for example, you're not allowed to switch one to the other. Let's say you're going to make one bias into another bias, or ritsuos. The ritsuos of shal rosh cannot become shal yad, because that's morid de b'kdusha. But the opposite is okay. Right, so the tefillin shal rosh has a higher kdusha. But if you think about it, if that's true, then the tefillin shel rosh should not be under the tefillin shel yad. But in these items, right, you want to take out the tefillin shel yad first. So what people do is that they put the shel rosh in first and then the shel yad. So the shel yad's on top. Is that appropriate? So I was trying to look around to see if there's any. Well, I was looking at that to see if there's any type of hechsher. Is there any like a mashkiach on? But they're made by very from looking, Beitel, Tefillin Beitel, and others. So, somebody pointed out that maybe that's why there's a handle on the side. not just on top, because you're supposed to have it sideways. Okay, when you carry it, but when you put it down, it's supposed to be sideways, because the shel rosh is not supposed to be under the shel yad. If you put it down sideways, that's regular, that's fine. So as long as I told my son, you want to use it, you gotta put it down sideways each time you put it down, because the kedusha of the shel rosh is higher. That has to do with the kedusha's tefillin, a tefillin ikri nichsi. The other issue that I wanted to bring up regarding tefillin, again, we're gonna have a whole shiur about, but just to mention it for a moment, and then we'll see what we have time for later, and that is fascinating tshuva that we've spoken about from Rav Moshe Feinstein, the 14th tshuva in all of Igris Moshe, the 14th tshuva Rav Moshe. Let me just find the tshuva. Rav Moshe, I'm sorry, the fourth tshuva. Dalad, not you, Dalad. Chelek Dalad. In Chelek Aleph, Simen Dalad. From 1944. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Chaf Adar. 1944. Binyan Chola B'machla Mistabekes. Rachman al-Islan, somebody has a very contagious illness, and they're going to quarantine him. And not only are they going to quarantine him, but every single item that he brings with him into the hospital will be burned. Before he leaves, is he allowed to bring in his tefillin? Shetzorach leilech lebeis cholim, shesorf in sham, kol ma shemevi sham, imutter lahavi tefillin lekayim sham hamitzvah. Are you allowed to bring in your tefillin, knowing that in 2 weeks from now, the tefillin is going to be burned, kedushas tefillin? Are you allowed to do this? Can you compare it to Isha Sota? Right? Where you're going to compare, you're going to take the Shem Hashem. It's a special din daraisa, right? That you're mochik the Shem Hashem. So is it, can you do it? So Rav Moshe says, Nish'alti mei, who has he asked this question? Meha Rav Yitzchak Hutner Shlita. Rav Hutner asked him this question in Europe, must have 1944. Be'echad cholo lo aleinu machlo sebechad zorach leilach lebeis cholim. Im yavi tefillin l'sham yisru kan tefillin, im muti digam sham tefillin, v'horesi le'isr. I said, no, can't bring tefillin. T'hazev vadei shelo nitchaf isad rabbanon, af mitzad tefillah chamure, meinu megidre dinin t'chia. Come on, Lahavi, he can't do it. He quotes all the whole discussion. What does he talk about in the middle of this tshuva? He talks about Balamar Ramban. What's the Balamar Ramban? The Machlokas and Masechah Shabbos, which is called the root of the Machlokas. Are you allowed to put yourself into a situation where you will then have to violate Isurim? So, Lechachila, I'm allowed to put myself into a situation where at that time I'll have to violate. That's the Machlokas Balamar Ramban. In the days of the Gemara, the assumption was that a baby needed to be washed after his mila in hot water. That was the assumption. So they always warmed up hot water before Shabbos, for a mila on Shabbos, and they washed him. The question is, what if the water spilled? They warmed it up, and then before the mila, Shabbos morning, the water spilled all over. Are you allowed to do, you can't warm up hot water right now. There's no tzorach. Are you allowed to do the mila knowing that right after the mila, you're going to have to warm up hot water? So, the Ramban says, yeah, ein l'mitzvah ela shaito is his lashon. Do the mitzvah now, worry about that later. Balamar says, no, we got to take a big picture look in mitzvahs. The big picture look. So therefore, you know you're going to have to warm up water, so do the mila tomorrow, says the Balamar. Unbelievable. The mila is pushed off till tomorrow. You're not allowed to put yourself into a situation where you know you're going to have to do yisurin. So this is, if you generalize it, it's the machlokas. You look at big picture or right what's in front of you when it comes to mitzvahs. Again, every case is different, but this is the issue, the discussion in the Stechemed. If a doctor tells a patient he can only fast one time within the next 2 weeks, and if he fasts one time, he will not be able to fast the other time, his life will be in danger. And comes Tzom Gedalia. Does he fast on Tzom Gedalia? Because that's what comes first. Or does he say, hey, if I fast on Tzom Gedalia, I'm not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. So maybe I should fast on Yom Kippur and eat on Tzom Gedalia. That's Doraisa, that's Drabanan. Stechemed discusses that. Short term, what's in front of you, or long term? Or the Radvaz has a tshuva. Radvaz says, if I am in jail, and the non-Jews say, I can get out of jail one day a year for minyan, do I go out today? Today? Got to die with me today. Or do I like wait till Rosh Hashanah, or a day that is crucial to be able to have the davening with the minyan? So again, all of these are related. There's a lot more. What else? We'll stop here. But either way, that has to do with the kedusha tefillin. Rav Moshe relates to this machlokas, but he says, "Akuli alma." I think this case is different because he says mechikas Hashem is a different category. Rav Moshe has a tshuva there. Feel free to look at it. Okay, Viter Ibaylahu Sefer Torah. Mai. What about a Sefer Torah? Is a Sefer Torah considered nechasim? The Rishonim don't seem to have the girsa that we have. Let's read our girsa. Kiva delo mizdavin da'asur lizvune lab nechsehu. Do you say, since you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, so it's not considered property? You're not allowed to sell it. Oh, Dilma, even the Mizdavin Lomotar, Lisa Isha, Nifsehu. Or do we say, since you could sell it to learn or to get married, it is considered Nechasim, Teku. So it is unanswered. So that's the gears that we have. Is it sellable or not? Says the Rashbam, a different way, different side of the Ibaya. Do we say that only tefillin is a neches because a tefillin is a malbush? You can wear tefillin. You don't wear Sefer Torah, you only use it for a mitzvah. Or do you say no, it's still called property. It is still called property. So that's the way the Rashbam has the suffix. The Ritva says this is only a suffix about Sefer Torah, not about other svarim. Because Dafka Sefer Torah is the mitzvah. This relates to the major sugya. Yeah, we have a separate shiur about the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. It was a famous shita of the Rush. It's quoted in the Torah in Yoredeya, where the Rush says, Bizman hazeh, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah takes on a different form. And that is because people don't learn from Sefer Torah nowadays. They stay in the Aron. People learn from Svarim. So publishing Svarim, maybe even buying Svarim nowadays, that's the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Because it's all about helping you for you to learn. So that rush highlights the issue, how much, we know there's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's a mitzvah, and then the last mitzvah in the Torah, Taryad, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. How connected are those mitzvahs? The rush seems to say that they are connected. And that's why, Bizman Hazeh, there the mitzvah is for Svarim. There's a big shaila. According to the rush, does the original mitzvah exist also? Or is it totally substituted for? There's no mitzvah Bizman Hazeh according to the Rosh to write a Torah. So other Rishonim say, no, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not about learning. It's about continuing the Jewish religion. Right? A much more basic, much more overarching idea. But again, this is also a major issue. So here the Gemara says, maybe it's connected to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's part of the issue. Nafkamina related to what about women? Do women have the mitzvah? Shagazari's discussion. Do women have the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Doesn't say anywhere that they don't in the Gemara. Right, they're putter from Talmud Torah. Does that mean they're also putter from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? What about if you get one, be Yerusha? We pass it, it's not good enough. If it's for Limud, I have one. Why shouldn't I be Yotzei? Right, so again, there are many nafkaminas related to this. What if, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, what if my Sefer is not 100%, maybe there are some, I'm missing some letters. Chaseros v'yaseros. It doesn't change my learning. I can still learn from it, so it's missing a Vav. Or do you say, no, maybe it is changing the learning because I can't darshan it properly. So again, this is all discussions of the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. Okay, so the Gemara answers Teku. So Teku, so we don't know what the din is. The Rambam quotes this as Teku and Tafes lo mafkinon. Right? It's a Teku, so he does not have to give the Sefer Torah. But if somebody grabbed it, then he does have to give the property. They discuss. What do you mean? Safek? So you should say he's Muchsak. Why should Tfisa work? Why should Tfisa work this? Alecha Mishnah says, Anilcha Zachiyah. No, because here the question isn't whether he gave it as a matana. The question is whether it's definitely a matana. The question is it included? So, who is the muchzak or not? That's a different type of suffix. If you look at the Lecha Mishnah in Perek Yud Al of Hilchas Zachiyah. Okay, let's move. Simin, Zutra, Ime de Amram, Mitarti, Achbasa, Rav Tuvi, Rav Dimi, Rav Yosef. Good. Stories. Ime de Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. Now we're getting back to Mavrachas. That's what we had on yesterday's daf. Mavrachas, where a woman's getting married. She wants to prevent her new husband from getting all the property. She wants it to go to her previous children. So the mother of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Kasvina Lenich, said Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, she wrote all the nechasim to her son, Debailin Sube Leila Razvid, because she wanted to get married to Razvid. In Siva, the Gersha, she got married, but then later she got divorced. Also, the Kabbat Rabbi Rabbiya, she gave it in front of Rabbi Rabbiya. She wanted to get her property back from her son. Because she said, I only gave it to him because I was getting married, but now that I'm not married anymore, I want to get it back. Amar, so Rav Bibi said, Mishumin Suve Vaha In Siva. What do you mean? You gave it to him because you wanted to get married, and you got married, so he gets to keep it. Amarli Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Rav Huna says, no, Mishum to Asu Mimulai Amrisu Mili Dimulaisa. Because you come from short people, you said something very short-sighted. Right, the house of Eli. Afilu l'man d'amar mavrachas kani. Even if, according to the one who says mavrachas is this type of case, is kone hani mili hechad lo gal yadaite, that it's only permanent to the son if she wasn't megala her das. Aval hacha gal yadaite d'mishem in suvehu. And but here she was megala. She specifically said it's because she's getting married for in siva v'igrisha. Now it's finished. Now the marriage is finished. So therefore she gets it back. Good. Next story. Imi de Rami Bar Chama. Be'ursa kasvil l'nechsa de Rami Bar Chama. The mother of Rami Bar Chama, in the morning, she wrote the nechasim to Rami. Betzafra, at night, I'm sorry. Betzafra kasvil l'rav ukvar Bar Chama. In the morning, she wrote it to Rami's brother, right? She has two children. One time she wrote it, first she wrote it to one, and then she wrote it to the other. Also, Rami Bar Chama l'kam in de Rav Sheshes, ukmayen b'nechse. So Rami runs to Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, okay, you have it. Also, Rav Ukvar Bar Chama l'kam in de Rav Nachman, ukmayen b'nechse. And Rav Ukva writes to Rav Chama, and he says, oh, you have it. L'chore, they didn't know about each one, right? Because then you'd have the shaila of, can you run to one posting? Yes, you already got another psak from the earlier posting. They each run to the properties. Also, Rav Sheshes l'kame to Rav Nachman, to Rav Sheshes, who gave it to the first one, runs to Rav Nachman, Amalei, my time, Ukvi Marla, Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Why do you give it to Rav Ukva? Imi shum da hadraba, if you say because she retracted, Vashchiva. She died. So if she died, she'll go to the first Shchidmir Matna Shchimira. So Amalai, Hakim Shmuel, he says, no. Didn't Shmuel say the following? Kosh Ilu Amar Choser, Choser B'matanaso. If she has the ability, if she would get better, she would be able to be Choser. So right now, before she died, she could be Choser Bo. Right? A Matna Shchimira could uproot an earlier Matna Shchimira. So Rav Sheshes answers, 1 minute. Amar Dar Meshmuel La'atzmo, La'achem Yamar. Okay, Shmuel says you can retract for yourself. But could you give it to somebody else? So Arbalei says, yeah. But there's Shomer Shmuel. Bein Lathma, Bein Lacher. Give it to anybody. You could even go to retract to somebody else. And that's why, says Rav Nachman, I gave it to the second person. Good. Discussion in Rav Elchanan says here, what's the Havamiyah that she can't retract? The whole thing isn't Chal until after she dies. Right? The whole thing, the whole Manash Shlimir is only Chal Lachar Misa. What's the Havamiyah that you can't retract? Unless you say, like we've put in the past, some Rishonim have the Lashon of it's Chal B'Shas Misa U'Mafreya. So according to that approach, maybe that's why you wouldn't be able to retract, says Rav Elchanan. Next story, story number 3. Imei d'Rav Amram Chasida Havilei Meluga D'Shtarei. The mother of Rav Avram the Chasid had a whole batch of shtaris. Kika Shachva, when she was about to die, Amram, she says, Levi Lamar Bri, this should be to my son Amram. Asu Achul Akamid Rav Nachman. So the brothers, Rav Amram's brothers, go to Rav Nachman. Amrule Bahalo Mashach. Hey, our brother didn't do a kinyan. So why should it be his? Amr Lahu, he says to them, don't you know the halacha? Divrei Shechemira Kechsu V'chem Mesurin Dami. What do you mean? Shechemira is like a kinyan was done. Therefore, you don't need to do the kinyan. Okay, Shiloh, what were they thinking? They didn't know the halacha. Right? But he says, you know, it's a Kechsu V'chem Mesurin Dami. Maybe what they were thinking was that this was not a regular property, it is just a shtar. Maybe there are different rules by giving over a shtar. And that is what the Ritva here discusses. The Ritva says, do you have a raya from here? Do you have a raya from here that when a shchimira gives over a shtar, does a shchimira have to say, I'm giving over the shtar and everything written in it? Because when you give over a shtar, maybe you're giving it over to use as a cork in your wine bottle. Who says you're giving over the shtar's effect of what's written in it? So do you have to say that, says the Ritva, maybe some are medakdek from this Gemara, that you don't have to say it, because all she said was, here, take the shtaris. Yesha diktagu mikan, the shchimira shenosan shtarchov, aval bishalo amar, hu v'kol shibudo, kana mekabo matana, v'lo amrinan lo tzor pitzlochi sohi. You don't say that, but here she didn't say anything. So some say that works. But the Ritva himself says, I don't think so, because of the Gemara we had last week. Then we had the Gemara. What's the difference between Shchimira and a Bari? Only one difference. What the Shchimira says, without a Kinyan, could be as if there's a Kinyan. But if there's any problem with the words the Shchimira says, you can't fix his words. If it's a problem for a Bari, it's a problem for a Shchimira. Remember what did we have last week? The Shchimira says, so-and-so should live in my house. Should live in my house? That's not a lesson of giving over the house, so it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So said the Ritva here too. If it's not going to work for a Bari, it's not going to work for a Shchimira. So don't bring many rayas from here. By get, you find some cases that's anansat, that's different. That's mishumigun akila birabanan. By get, then you have different rules. But that's what he talks about here. But here, I don't think so. You have to say that this is what she said. Okay, that's a large discussion in the Ritva right here. Maybe that's what the brothers, were thinking. Good. Story number 4. Achse d'Rav Tuvi Barav Masna. The sister of Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Kasvinun l'nechsa. Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Masna bet Safra, she gave over the nechasim in the morning. Lefanya asr of achtavoy bar Masna bachala. And what happened? Her other brother came and started crying to her. Ayvei. Amar lo, he says, hashta amar mart serve me rabbanan, umar lav serve me rabbanan. You gave all the nechasim to Rav Masna. They're going to say he's a great rabbi and I'm a nothing. Why'd you give him all the stuff? So kasvino nihale. She said, okay, fine. So she gave him some stuff also. Also the kamei of Nachman, amar lei hachay amar Shmuel, kol she lo amar chozer, chozer matanaso. She has the ability to be chozerbo. Esav Elchanan, how did he do this? He cried to her? He cried to her? Wouldn't it be the same thing though? Because everybody would know that she only gave him because he cried, and the problem would still be the problem? That he's not a Talmud Chacham? So he said, no, it must be that maybe people wouldn't know about it. People wouldn't know about that this took place. They would just see the end result that each of them got some property. Rabbi Chanan also discusses why isn't this a problem of Kiddushin Daf Nun Tes, Ani Mahapich Becharara. The Gesugya there is, if you see a poor person going through a certain garbage, certain pile of stuff, and he is about to catch something, to find something, and you zoom in and grab it, that's a quasi-gezel. Because Ani Mahapich Becharara is a type of Kenyan. So it's already in his world. So here, he's supposed to get it because you cried? So is this like a case of Ani Mahapich Becharara? That's what Rabbi Chanan discusses here. He tries to explain how it isn't. Next.
People wouldn't know about it, had it lined up here.
Sorry?
Had it lined up here, people wouldn't know about it.
Good question. People didn't know about it, but Ravina and Ravashi must have had bugs in the different Amoraim's houses. The sister of Dibi Bar Yosef had an orchard called Amos Davis Chol Shavi Machle Lenile. Whenever the sister felt weak and thought that this might be the end, she used to send it and be makne it to Rav Dimi. Right? She kept doing this. And then, and then she, whenever she got better, she took it back, because it was a man of shchimira. So one time, she got weak. So she says, sends a message to Rav Dimi. Come get it. Kabikone it. He said, I'm not interested. You know how many times you gave it to me and you took it back? I'm not coming. No, takani, come now. Kani kol hecha debayis. No, I'll let you do a kinyan however you want. Now, I'll let you actually do a kinyan that'll make you yours forever. Azal shairei v'kadimine. He says, fine. So he went there, and he made her leave over a little portion. Right? And what do we know? We learned in the Mishnah. If you leave over a little portion, it's not a mountain of shchimira, and it's a permanent kinyan. And he did the kinyan. Ki kaima hajraba. And she got better. She wanted to take it back. So asal kamei Rav Nachman. She came in front of Rav Nachman. Shalach lei. Rav Nachman sent to him, come to Beis Din. Ta, loasa, he didn't come. He says, Amar, my isi, hai shayre v'konimine. What should I come for? I know the halacha. It was called mishayre. It's not a man of shchimira. I'm not coming. Sorry. Shalach le, Rav Nachman says to him, you don't talk that way to me. E lo asis, if you don't come, machina lacha besilva de lo mabadama. I'm going to hit you a hit that does not take out any blood, which basically means I'm going to excommunicate you. I'm going to put you in chayim if you don't come. So, made him an offer, he can't refuse. Then he came. Amar lahu l'sadi hechi avimaisa. So while he was there, he says to them, he says to the witnesses, tell me exactly what happened. Amrulay. So the witnesses say, Amra, when she was going through this terrible time, she said, Amra hachi vai de kamisa hachitza, oh, I am about to die. That's what she was saying, so she really thought, so it was clear that she was only giving away the property because she was going to die. Omra lahu, says Rav Nachman, sorry, but imkein havi mitzava machmas misa. Mitzava machmas misa chozer. If it's true, then this is considered a case of mitzava machmas misa, which is a different category than matnash shchimira. That's a new, very important gemara coming up on this amabez, kufna nalaf amabez. We had to wait till here to have it. There's two concepts, matnash shchimira and tzava'a mitzava machmas misa. If somebody clearly states or says something that is clear that he's only doing this because they might die, then it's chozer bo, even if some was left out. Even if some was left out. That is the halacha, and therefore he had to give it back.
What's the difference?
We're going to get to it. The difference between shchimira, you just give it. You don't say anything. You don't make any tsnoim. You don't say, this is based, it's clear, it's muchach, but you don't say anything. And therefore, matnas shchimira is a rabbinic, according to what we paskin, a rabbinic model that we're allowed to take your words and turn it into a kinyan. That's the magic of a matnas shchimira. You want to give a matana now, you're just saying it, so we allow that to be work as a kinyan. But mitzvah machmas misa is where a kinyan took place. Even you actually did a kinyan, but it's clear you said, I'm doing this because I think I'm going to die, something like that. So that's the difference. The Gemara is going to talk about it now. Itmar, says the Gemara. Well, Rabbi Chana says, how did he refuse to come to court? Well, then anybody who thinks they're right won't come to court? He was wrong, even. So Rabbi Chana says, maybe it's because coming to court is to figure out what the din is. He knew exactly what he thought was that he knew exactly what happened, and he knows what the din is. So the problem was that there was a certain detail that he didn't know that happened. So that's why he was able to refuse, but really, this is not the basis for anybody else refusing to come to court. Itmar, Vayter, Matnish Chemira B'Miksas. Somebody gives a Matnish Chemira B'Miksas. Amur, Rabban Kameh D'Ravim, Mishpeh D'Ravim, Zod Rabbeh D'Rav Nachman, Amur Mishpeh D'Rav Nachman, Harei Hu Matnish Kamanas, Bari V'Harei Kamanas Chemira. So again, somebody gives a Matnish Chemira B'Miksas. So it's like a little like a bari and a little like a shemira. Hari hikaman is bari. It's like a bat is bari. Shim amad eino chozer. As we said, that's the din of the Mishnah. If you leave something out, so then even if you get better, you cannot take it back. Hari hikaman is shemira delo bai kenyan. But it's like a man is shemira that you don't have to do a kenyan. You don't have to do a kenyan with it. It's a man is shemira leinyan. It works even just the amira. Amar Lahu, Rava. Rava says, Lava Minochu, didn't I tell you? Lotelu Buki Sriki Rav Nachman. Don't hang empty bottles on Rav Nachman. Meaning, you're saying this in the name of Rav Nachman, but it's wrong. Don't say things in the name of Rav Nachman if you're not sure. Hachi Amar Rav Nachman. This is what Rav Nachman said. Hari Kaman is Bari Ubaya Kinyan. He said it's like a man is Bari. It's not like a man is Shrimira. It needs a Kinyan. That's what it's like. It's like a man is bari, it needs a Kinyan. Once it's out of the world of Shchimira, meaning once you left some out, so you don't have any of the coolers. You don't have any of the coolers. And just like if you get better, you can't take it back, because it's considered a real matana. So it's regarding Kinyan. The only heter of no Kinyan is if you give all of one's property. Weiter. Eisvei Rav Lo Rav Nachman, Shir Karko Koshu Matana So Kayem. Didn't our Mishnah say that if you leave some out, the Matana is Kayem? My Lav Delo Kanamine. Doesn't that mean there was no Kinyan against what you said? Lo, the Kanamine. No. A Kinyan took place, and that's why it works. Ihach Yema Seifa. What about the Seifa? Lo Shir Karko Koshu Ein Matana So Kayem. If you gave away all of your property, then if he gets better, then he can take it back. Vida Kanamine Amai Matana So Kayem. But if he did a Kinyan, if he actually did a Kenyan, why should he be able to take it back? So Amar Lei, Hachem Shmuel, that's fine, because that's what Shmuel says. Shchiv mi rashe kasev konachasev lacherim, avo bishakonu miyado amar choser. Even if a Kenyan is done, you could be choser if you gave away all of your property. Biyadua, because it's known. Shlohayim etzave ela machmas misa. Because if you gave away all of your property, even if a Kenyan was done, you could be choser bo. Period. So again, no problem with whether a Kenyan was done or not. Also, continuing, similar, Eisvei, Rav Mesharshia L'Rava, Maisa B'Ima Shal B'nei Rochel, the mother of the children of Rochel. Rochel was a man, so maybe it was Rochel's wife. The mother B'nei Rochel, Shaisa Chole, she was sick, V'Amra, Tina Sein Kebena Tilabiti, give my Keveno, which is like a silk type of garment, give my scarf. Give my scarf to my daughter. Fu b'shnei maser man, and it was worth 12 mana. V'Meisa, she died, V'Kimu Chachamim Estavareha, and they listened to her. They listened to her. Lachora, she had other property. She had other property, and it doesn't sound like she did a Kenyan. Hasam Mitzava Machmas Misa. No, that was Mitzava Machmas Misa, and therefore, no Kenyan needed to be done. It was clear. It was clear that it was the Banam Rashi. She is Kira. To be Dagas Misa, he machalakas. She said, I'm giving this because I think I'm going to die. So again, when you say that, then it always works. Somebody gets, give a get to my wife, give a shar shechra to my eved. Vamezani dies, lo yitznu lachar misa. You can't give it after misa, because they didn't get to give it until afterwards, and now it's too late. Tnu mana laploni vamezinu lachar misa. But give a mana to ploni, and then he dies, you can give it. Because no problem with giving somebody's money after they died. So again, you see there that yitznu lachar misa, even though Lachora, there was no Kenyan done. Omimai de lo kanimine, dumi de get, how do you know there was no Kenyan done? Dumi de get, similar to get, ma get lav bar Kenyan, afhai nami de lo kanimine. Just like get is a lav bar Kenyan, what does that mean? Love to talk about it. Afhai nami de lo kanimine. Also here too, there was no Kenyan done, because it must be like we compare it to get. Get, you have to give the get. It's a lav bar Kenyan. So Gemara answers, Hasam Nami Mitzava Machmas Misa. It must be that it was clear that he said it was Mitzava Machmas Misa. Let's just finish up, and tomorrow we will talk about, for a number of minutes at the beginning of the shiur, the sugya of how could you transfer a get? Shar, could you give a get through a kinyan agav, kinyan chatzer, other types of kinyanim? This line is crucial. Let's just finish. Rafuna Bred of Yeshua Amar, Mitzvah Machmas Misa Ba'alma Ba'i Kinyan. Generally, Mitzvah Machmas Misa needs a kinyan. V'chitanya, Hani Mas Nisa. But all these brises that we just quoted, B'machale Kol Nechasav. Maybe it was a case where he was giving away all of his property. The Yahuma Neshchimira, Shavua. That's a Mat Neshchimira. So that would not need a kinyan. The Hilchasa, summing up, Mat Neshchimira B'miksas, Ba'i Kinyan, V'afagav D'meis. You only give away some of your property, so then you need a kinyan for it to work. Mitzava machmas misa lo baya kinyan v'hu demes omar choser v'afagav dekonaminei. But if you're omed from mitzava machmas misa, even if a kinyan was done, you can be choser bo. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll start with darkei kinyanim biget. Okay, today's shiur again was sponsored in loving memory of our mother and grandmother Estelle Harris by Bruce, Natalie, Richard, Jason, and Jonathan Harris. We thank you for your sponsorship.